Awesome. AWESOME. Adjective. Definition 1. Informal. Extremely good. CJSF 90.1 FM has been making awesome campus community radio programming on the FM dial for 20 years. Definition 2. Formal. Extremely impressive or daunting or inspiring great admiration. Listener support for CJSF 90.1 FM is awesome. Support campus community radio today by donating to CJSF's fund drive at cjsf.ca/donate.
Much about Halloween. You thought no further than the strange custom of having your children wear masks and go out begging for candy. Halloween, the festival of Samhain. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
There weren't as many trick-or-treaters last night. Not like the good old days.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight.
What are you, darling? Where's your costume?
This is my costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Dreams and homes and bats and bones, teenage monsters and haunted homes, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite, but everywhere there's a full moon tonight.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
It's great to be here with you young witches on this fabulous night. Remember, girls, show the world. Let them know it's Halloween. Hit it!
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area.
I argue this is not another episode. This is the episode of the year. This is our Halloween episode.
That's true.
I don't know why I sound like a ghost or a goblin right now, but I kind of like the effect I have.
There's some sort of effect on the voice. Do you notice that?
I feel possessed. Maybe cursed. We'll see what happens, but you can join us for our frightful fest all the way till 9 o'clock. I'm going to try to unpossess my microphone, and Dave's going to explain what we can expect to hear on this edition of Revolution Rock.
Oh, I am?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, we're going to be playing a bunch of spooky and scary themed tracks, as we do every year. And also, we're going to mix it some new stuff with some stuff you may have heard in a show or perhaps a movie of the horror-type genre origin. And we also have a special guest.
That's right, we do. I still sound a little spooky, but that's okay. We'll fix that later. Our special guest tonight happens to be none other than the Mystic Eye, who is a returning guest. Now, Dave, I had a little bit of a problem with the Mystic Eye.
What happened?
Well, I dropped him and he got damaged, so I had to take him over to a repair shop. And, you know, you just can't find, you know, a good place to repair an eye anymore. So I had to go to this place in a back alley. It was kind of an unusual place, but, it, you know, they said something about, here's your eye, something grave danger. I don't know exactly what it was about, but either way, we have this new and improved Mystic Eye here. Mystic Eye, would you like to say hello to us? Mystic Eye? Okay, he's a little shy. Mystic Eye, would you like to say hello to the audience right now?
Hello, David and Adam. Thank you for having me again for Revolution Rock's Halloween special. I promise not to curse you during this episode.
Wow, your voice has changed.
Yeah, you sound much more mature. That's great. Are you looking forward to this episode, Mystic Eye? Because I feel like this is going to be a big episode. Are you looking forward to this?
Such a boring question. Be more interesting, or I may go back on my word about not cursing you.
Well, we don't want that to happen. Okay, Mystic Eye, we'll make our questions more interesting. In fact, let's just get right to it with some spooky songs. These are all vintage songs going back to the 1950s and 60s, and we're going to start off with this single, and it's a standalone single from Tony and the Monstrosities, Igor's Party.
Through my mailbox, a letter dropped, an invitation to a rock and roll hop, sent to me by a friend of mine, who lives in a castle with Frankenstein. Got to the castle about a quarter to eight, swam the moat and climbed the gate. I knocked on the door and went in the hall where the Monsters Union was having a ball. Dig a rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and the bebop the bee. The purple people leader was eating on me. Dig a rock and roll band. Dinner was served about a quarter to ten. A headless waiter was a bringing it in. I got a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. Was sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing their gaskets. But now it was time back to the caskets. Night and dig a rock and roll man. Igor, Igor, yeah, yeah. Igor, Mr. Frankenstein. It started out in a small cafe. I was gonna have some coffee and be on my way. I never thought I'd get to dine with that horrible man called Frankenstein.
Then he said,
I think that you'd look better
job.
Mouth and my head went crunch. I'm telling this tale from heaven up high. There's lots of ways that you can die. If you have your choice, just don't choose mine. And don't meet Mr. Frankenstein.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps.
minute, here come my boy.
Black Lagoon. Like a frog, I'm covered with a lizard scale. Gotta cut a hole in my old blue jeans for my slimy tail. From school. Well, I lived in a hole. I look like a mole, a horrible sight to see. If you hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me.
Cheers, cheers.
Welcome back to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And
Revolting Reverb Adam over here.
Hold on, say that again?
No.
Okay. And
it's our Halloween spooktacular edition of Revolution Rock that we do every year, usually at Halloween.
Usually, except for that one year when we did it on Christmas by mistake.
But that was a leap year. We don't count that. Anyway, fantastic set we had there, going back to some vintage 1950s and 1960s spooky rock songs, ending off with something from one Lord Luther. We heard Teenage Creature, and that's taken from Lord Luther and the Kingsmen.
Before that, we heard some music from the Cacties, spelled K-A-C-T-I-E-S. And what can you tell us about this song, Adam?
Not too much. The Cacties were a very little-known vocal group coming out in the mid-50s. Definitely coming off of that swing and R&B sort of sound, a little bit of a doo-wop influence as well. Not too much to say about them, although there is a Greatest Hits compilation, which we pulled the song Mr. Werewolf from. Now, before that, a song that I know we've played before on the show, but it's so good. the theme from The Blob.
The Five Blobs?
The Five Blobs. We heard The Blob theme, which was released as a single and has been on numerous compilation albums. It's so hard to keep track of.
It's true.
And that actually goes out for Brady, who used to do Soundtrack Attack here on CJM FM. And
Brady and Carly,
Brady
if you're listening.
Brady and Carly did that, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, whatever time it is that you're listening to this on the other side of the world. Hope you enjoyed that one.
And we started off
With a pair of songs, actually.
Yes, Carlos Casal Jr.
Nothing at all to do with the actor Casal.
Is there an actor?
You said there was an actor.
I thought there was, but I could be wrong.
Well, you probably are wrong. But either way, we heard from Carlos Casal Jr. We heard a single release, Don't Meet Mr. Frankenstein. And before that, we heard Igor's Party, another single release by Tony and the Monstrosities. And that's how we started off this Halloween edition of Revolution Rock. Now, we have a special guest with us.
We do. We usually ask questions to our guests, so let's try this again.
It's really interesting because I feel like, Dave, I know it's an eye, but do you feel like the Mystic Eye is really, really looking at us this year? Like, uncomfortably so?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well,
I feel they're neglecting us.
Oh, well, why don't you give it some money and ask the Mystic Eye a question?
Okay, but you got to push the button.
Oh, I will. Just put some coins. Okay, you have some coins in your hand. Perfect. And what's a question you want to ask the Mystic Eye?
Mystic Eye, how do you feel the show is going so far?
It has to be a yes or a no question.
Oh, a yes or no?
Yeah,
you
don't want to confuse it.
Do you like the show so far?
Yes, most definitely.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
It likes those vintage rock and roll songs. That's really good. Well, do you have another question for Vintage Eye?
I do have another question for Vintage Eye.
Vintage Mystic Eye?
Vintage Eye.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to ask Mystic Eye?
Well, yes or no question. Maybe something about a future endeavor, maybe some fate of yours that's about to unfold.
Will this turn out to be a good show or a bad show?
Well, that's not a yes or no question.
Okay, this is not a yes or no question.
You know, I think you're confusing this poor plastic novelty toy.
I am.
Whoa,
you know what?
Whoa.
How about
did it just blink at me when I said that?
How about you ask a question?
Dave, it just blinked at you when
you
I called it a novelty toy. Did you see that?
No.
I'm a little frightened. Okay, Mystic Eye, sorry, but did you blink at me? Did you blink at me?
Such a boring question. Be more interesting, or I may go back on my word about not cursing you.
Okay, you know, I think I'm going to hold off on asking any more questions. It's giving me the willies. You know what? Maybe we'll get away from Mystic Eye. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to play in the next set.
Yeah, we're actually going to play a trio of tracks featuring none other than Bloodshot Bill. Bloodshot Bill put out a Halloween-themed EP called Trick and Treat Volume 1 many years back. And then recently he put out another one called Trick and Treat Volume 2. And now it's going to be, or it may have already been released via Ghost Highway Recordings in Europe. And we're going to hear a pair of tracks from this release called Dracula's Castle is what we're going to start off with. Then we're going to hear horror movies on TV. And then actually he is a guest on this next third track we're going to play, which is a French version of the Monster Mash called Le Monstre Mash.
Wow, who would have thought that was the translation? And that's with the Surfophonics.
Yes.
So we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about some of our favorite horror movies. And if you have anything you want to share with us on this spooky edition of Revolution Rock, you can give us a call at 519-971-3630. You can also reach us toll-free in Detroit or out of town at 1-855-344-2526.
Good evening. It is I, Count Dracula. Welcome to my abode. I hope you had no trouble on those Transylvania roads. Let me take your bag so you can avoid the hassle. Please make yourself at home here in my castle. It's not a bad place, and I don't mean to gloat, but Black Lagoon is swimming in the moat. I have Wolfman Dunn. He'll be here soon. He waits until late, until he sees a full moon. Reflection when we look into a mirror. If you have a question, please don't be afraid to ask it. Now, it's almost bedtime. Let me prepare your casket. I hope you enjoy your stay, and I'm sorry about the weather. Now you are undead, and we must stick together. But before I wish you a good evening and good night, please come closer and let me take a bite.
Stay still, let me tell you a little story about a house I'm gonna give. Folks live there were badly taunted. And the house is haunted. Well, I heard that old Billy went in and dropped his jaw. Yeah, there's that old Billy. Now ask him what he saw.
What'd you see, man?
Halloween, walked up, heard a noise, it was a now. That's when the wind started to howl.